This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. A two-day conference on the challenges facing the Middle East's Christians wrapped up in Amman, Jordan on Wednesday. The conference, called by Jordan's King Abdullah and organized by his chief advisor for religious and cultural affairs, Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed, brought together representatives at the highest levels of the Christian churches in the Middle East. The conference was organized amid a rise in attacks against churches, kidnappings, and killings of Christians in countries across the region. The uprisings in Egypt and the conflict in Syria in particular have led more and more Christians to leave. Cardinal Jean-Louis Touraine, president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, represented the Vatican at the conference, while the Apostolic Nuncio in Amman, Archbishop Giorgio Lingua, addressed participants Wednesday as the Holy See's diplomatic representative to Jordan and Iraq. He told me that King Abdullah's initiative was a praiseworthy one.
The situation for Christians in the Middle East is very tense in this moment, and I think the king has a good will and wants to try everything he can to help them to stay in this region and to live with Muslim brothers as best as they can. And I think this conference is in this sense, that he is aware that Christians are a little scared and they are keeping to think to leave, and so he realizes that something must be done. This is the first time that such a conference was organized in a Muslim country where the leaders of the country, in this case King Abdullah, has called upon a conference for Christian leaders of the region. It's the first time that such a high-level conference has been organized.
Well, you've heard from a number of participants from Egypt, Syria, Iraq, from all over the region. And many of these countries are embroiled in different political and sectarian conflicts. What stood out the most to you about what they had to say?
Well, they are worried, of course, about military intervention in Syria. And so this is why many of them were asking to the foreign countries not to interfere in political affairs of this of the countries of this region. And they are calling for a dialogue. And if the international community can do something, is to promote dialogue and reconciliation instead of military intervention.
What are the concerns of the Muslims that you've met personally regarding their Christian brothers and sisters?
Well, what they are insisting is that Muslim and Christian are Arabs. This is the concept that is coming more. Christians are not guests or second-class citizens. The concept of citizenship is the concept which is stressed because all of them are citizens of these countries. So they are not guests or foreigners. And so more than tolerance, they say we must stress citizenship.
The idea that Arab Muslims and Christians are citizens of their respective countries but are not always respected as partners in and contributors to society was a repeated grievance expressed at the 2010 Synod of Bishops for the Church of the Middle East. During his 2012 pastoral visit to Lebanon to deliver the post-synodal apostolic exhortation to the region's bishops, Benedict XVI said the Mideast's 6-million-strong Christian community must enjoy full citizenship and not be treated as second-class citizens or believers. And full citizenship, according to Benedict XVI, meant the right to full religious freedom, saying it was time to move beyond the concept of tolerance to true religious freedom. Benedict demanded that all people be permitted to freely choose their own religion and to practice it publicly without endangering their lives.
Many were talking about the importance of the media in creating a new mentality and also the education in the schools. One of the proposals was to create a committee after this conference that would make some suggestions and some requests to the local government.
Archbishop Lingua says he hopes initiatives such as the Amman Conference will lead to peace and security.
Tomorrow, peace and security, this is the first priority, because with violence, there are too many weapons circulating in this region. So if security is restored, then everything can be done and promoted. And also to solve the Israelo-Palestinian conflict, which many say is the root of all the Middle East problems.